studs. Studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway Studs. And Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Studs. Whitman's out. I'm here. What can you do? All right. Before the show began today, I was sitting out of the conference room here, the kitchen, so to speak, and we were watching the election results, me and Jerry Wischowski on CNN and Fox, and it turns out that Obama kicked ass in Maryland. He won Latino voters by 6 points, all religions, including Catholics, all age groups, including seniors, all regions, all education levels, and women by 21 points. It's over, I believe, for Hillary. Well, not yet. I mean, she always comes back. But I said to Jerry Wischowski, says, who are you going to vote for president come November? And I'm a Republican. I've never voted for a Democrat. And I said, I'm going to vote for Obama. And he says, why would you do that? I mean, being a lifelong Republican, why would you do that? And I said, well, the guy's got something going on that I haven't seen in a long time. The far right has run the country for the last 8 years. Some say not so great. I understand that, that opinion. And why not give it to the left and see what they can do with it? But so I said to Jerry, I said, I like Obama more than I like John McCain. And he says, well, why are you voting for Obama? Because he's for everything that you're against. Or he's against everything I'm for. And I said, I also think it would be interesting to have, a black guy in the Oval Office and, share a little of this, a little of the power. And that's when Wischowski calls me a racist.
It is, dude, that is racist.
I don't understand how that's racist, dude.
Well, because, voting for a guy just because he's black is the same as, it's the same amount of racism as voting for a guy just because he's white.
That's not true.
It's racist.
That is absolutely not true.
It's crazy.
Dude. That is not true. Racism doesn't work in the reverse like that.
Yeah, it does, dude.
It absolutely does not, dude. Trust me, it doesn't. And if I was, so you think I'm as bad as like some of the racists in the Deep South who have a radical hatred of black people?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a pretty racist thing to do, and it's not like obvious racism, but it's still racism.
Well, I understand your point, and I don't know really how to argue against it other than the fact that I don't think it's correct. That's all I can come up with. But I don't think it's right. I mean, listen, if I was, truly voting for a guy just because he was black, I'd have voted for, Jesse Jackson back in 84 and 88. But it looks like this Obama might kick ass. I mean, this is sweeping the country. A lot of people are talking about it. And I think this guy's, we're going to have the first black president, and I think it's going to be interesting. But it's also an interesting angle to explore here that if you vote for somebody just because they're black, that some people, like Jerry Wischowski, thinks that is a racist move. I really don't understand how it is, but
racism isn't just one way. It could go both ways.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, if you're black and you hate white people— you could consider that racist, right? But I think racism is a negative connotation. I don't think it works on the positive side. If people are voting for Obama because he's black, I don't think that's a negative. How can you call those people racist?
Well, it's not an obvious negative, but it's still a negative. It still is racist.
Against who? Against who is it racist against?
It's just the concept of racism. It's a part of racism. Voting for somebody because they're either black or because they're white. It might not be it might not be a bad form of racism, but it's still racism.
Right. But why don't we leave racism for the bad forms of racism and maybe come up with a new term for voting for somebody just because he is black? But that.
What would the term be?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to venture to say. All right, here are the phone numbers, and maybe you guys could help me defend this position, because I'm voting for Barack Obama in November. It doesn't matter what happens between now and then. I think the guy's got something going on. I think he's going to beat Hillary Clinton here and become the nominee for the Democrats, and he's got like an energy about him that nobody else in politics has. All right, Jerry Wischowski thinks it's racist if you vote for somebody just because of the color of their skin. Is that true? And if that is true, then I guess I am guilty as charged. All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. Does racism work both ways? Are you racist if you vote for somebody just because the color of their skin? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This guy is the front runner. He kicked ass over the weekend, and now he has won two states and the District of Columbia. On a winning streak, Barack Obama, Democrat from Illinois, has swept the so-called, I guess the Potomac primaries is what they're calling it tonight, overwhelmingly defeating Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton in Democratic contests in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. For the first time, the Illinois senator has taken lead over Clinton, ABC News overall, delicate estimate. And in the eighth straight victory for Obama, who is increasingly taking on the mantle of Democratic frontrunner, today, here's a quote from him, today, the change we seek swept through the Chesapeake and over the Potomac. We won the state of Maryland. We won the Commonwealth of Virginia. And though we won in Washington, D.C., the movement won't stop until there is change in Washington, Obama told supporters at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin. I think guys already have in Madison, Wisconsin. Look at that. All right. I've been accused of being a racist by Jerry Wischowski. And I imagine there's a lot of other people out there that think the same way, that if you vote for somebody just because they're a woman, is that sexist then? Is that in your mind, if you vote for a woman just because she's a woman, Jerry, would that be sexist?
Yes, I would. That's sexist. That's on the same token as that's racist voting for the black guy. It's sexist voting for a woman just because she's a woman.
You're on your mind.
Well, if that's the top reason that you're voting for her, that's retarded. That's a sexist reason.
It is the top reason I'm voting for her. Well, it's not. I mean, listen, the guy's got something going on. I'm probably against, you know, politically almost every one of his policies. But I think it'd be interesting to see a black guy in the Oval Office. That'd be nice. You know, split up the power. It's going to be another white guy, huh? All right, Aaron in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
All right,
Aaron. Well, there he goes. How about Chris in Whittier? Chris, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Look at you, big stud.
Hey, look at you, dude.
All right, man. Hey, I think it is racist when you're voting for a black guy just because he's black. You should vote based upon what he does and what he stands for. Same thing. You shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton because she, you know, doesn't have a wiener between her legs, because you go, oh, I want a woman.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah. No, look, dude, I don't. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and be called a racist by, you know, a bunch of clowns.
I don't think you're racist, Tim. I don't think you're racist at all. I'm just saying anybody that's saying I want to vote for a black guy because he's black, it's a form of racism, because never mind what he does politically or what he does while he's in office. You know, it's just, oh, the color of his skin is black. It's a form of racism.
But see, I don't think it is, because, you know, if I was truly a racist, then, again, I would have voted for, you know, Jesse Jackson in, you know, 88 or 84. But I didn't believe in that guy. I didn't believe that he had, you know, something going on. So maybe it's something more than just the color of his skin. But still, it plays a part of it. Because, for instance, if Barack Obama was a white guy running on the Democratic ticket, I'm not sure I'd vote for him. But because he is black, I think it's interesting. All right, maybe it's racism. Who knows? Sam in West L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hey, boy, you're so wrong. Of course it's racist. It's reverse racism.
Yeah, but I don't understand how it's a negative part of racism.
Well, if you say that racism in itself, just the word, is a negative, then of course it's a negative. But if you're voting for
a guy, but shouldn't we have to keep that term negative?
No, you shouldn't have to keep anything negative or positive. You got to make it work for what you believe in.
Yeah.
And if you're voting for the guy because he's black, and you probably wouldn't vote for him because he's white, then that's a racist vote. If you're voting against Hillary because she's a woman, it's a sexist vote.
It's a sexist vote.
Well, there's no difference.
Yeah, but eventually,
you got to be. No, yeah, but listen, dude, let me. You got to be voting for the person for what they stand for and who they are, not the color of their skin or their gender or anything else.
That's not entirely true, because if I was voting just on what they stood for, I would not vote for him.
Well, then why would you vote for him?
Because
he's not voting because he's black?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it.
Oh, man. I respect your opinion. You're a bright guy. But on this point, I beg to differ.
Okay. All right. But, get out of here, dude. All right. Please. Christ almighty. These guys are insane. You know, finally, listen to this. A black guy gets to, you know, he's going to be, in my opinion, unless Hillary has a huge comeback here, he's going to be the Democratic nominee. And I think it's terrific. I'd like to vote for the guy. I'd like to tell my grandkids and my children or my child, you know, when she's 18 or 19, hey, you know, that Barack Obama won in 2008, and I voted for him. I'd like to be able to say that. All right, let's talk to, how about Javier on the 67 freeway? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? All right. Javier, I'm on the 60. I don't think you're
racist.
Wait,
what freeway are you on?
I'm on the 60.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, but I don't think it's racist. I think it's actually interesting, and I'd like to tell my grandchildren and my child that I voted in 2008 for a black guy who won for president. Javier on the 605. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I don't think you're racist because I'm Hispanic, and as far as I know, there hasn't been no Hispanics running for president. I voted before, so. I mean, where does that leave me, you know?
There was one guy. There was the governor of the state of New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
He was running for president. He didn't do all that well, though.
But, so I'm still going to vote. And
who are you voting for?
The same.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Yeah,
I think this guy's got something going on. Now, listen, you're Hispanic. Would you be considered racist then? You're not voting for the white guy? You're voting for the black guy?
Exactly. I mean, there's been white president. So, I mean, it's like, well, what am I, racist? You know what I mean?
All right, Javier.
It's tough on us, you know?
I know. We got to get the Hispanic up there.
Yeah, we got Hispanics over here, too, you know, voting, so.
Hey, do you think it sets the women's movement back that a black guy is going to become president before a chick?
I'm sorry. No, I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, the way things are, you know, just whatever.
All right. Well, that's a great opinion, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I like that. Whatever. All right. Steve in Irvine, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey guys. I'm good. Just been listening to your show.
Thank you.
It's really interesting topic. And absolutely, it is racism. I honestly believe that. But I'll tell you why it's okay. It's the whole theory of affirmative action and the reason that we have laws against discrimination against like disabled people and things like that is because those are protected classes. Those are people that maybe have like a lesser, you know, lesser place in life because of racism in the world. And so what our society has done is build a system so that if you do, who goes out and, you know, gets mad at the guy who hires a bunch of disabled people? You know, nobody.
Right.
You know, because we need people to build these people up. Hey, I'm sorry I'm boring you, but...
I wasn't doing that. Jerry Wyszowski, you know, you were making my argument on my side, so you had to play that sound effect. How dare you do that? All right, before the show began, I was looking at the polls today, and I like politics as much as I know a lot of people are a little bored by it. I enjoy it, and I think it's interesting. And I think there's in 2008, when you don't have an incumbent, and somebody you know is going to become president, who has never been president before, and then you see this guy Barack Obama come from nowhere and win 5 states over the weekend, and then 3. Or 2 states in the District of Columbia tonight. And according to the results here, in Maryland, Latino voters, he won by 6 points. He won all religions, all age groups, all regions, all education levels, and women by 21 points. This guy's on the move. And I've always voted for Republicans. I'm going to vote for this guy in November, partially because he is black, and Jerry Wyszowski thinks that I'm a racist because of it. How dare you? Sean in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
I a lot of people feel really strongly about this stuff. It's kind of interesting. People calling you up, yelling at you and stuff like that. I don't quite understand it.
I don't either.
I don't disagree with you. Obviously it sounds like you like Barack Obama for a lot of reasons, just based on his merits and stuff like that.
I disagree with almost every one of his policies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I came in a little late then. I missed some of that. So
yeah,
you're voting for him because
because he has an energy about him that's interesting, and that because he is a black guy, I'm going to vote for him.
Well, fair enough, man. Fair enough. I think it's
50-50. Half of it is what he says and the energy about him. I disagree with almost every single thing politically that he stands for.
Interesting. That's interesting. Obviously, you see some type of benefit from his energy and his enthusiasm and stuff like that.
I think so, yeah. And I think it's all, maybe, my policies are wrong. Maybe he's got it right. Because certainly over the last 8 years, my side didn't really kick ass.
Yeah.
So maybe, give it to the left and see what they can do with this.
Yeah. Sometimes the change is good, But so what you're talking about doing, though, I don't think it's racism at all.
Thank you very much.
To a degree, it's a form of affirmative action.
Thank you, dude.
But
all right, hold on 1 sec. Since you're the first person that hasn't yelled at me, we're going to give you something here. How about a pair of tickets? Hey, how about this? A pair of tickets to see David Spade at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, that sounds great.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm serious, Dougie. You going to Vegas this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I could work on it.
All right, we'll work on it because it's this Friday and Saturday. Get tickets at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino Box Office, Ticketmaster Outlets, and Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster Outlets still exist? Like the guy at Tower Records behind the glass, and he points to a chart and says what seats are available. Remember having to buy tickets like that? Do you remember
that? That's the only outlet, Ticketmaster outlet I ever knew was the one at Tower Records, and then Tower Records closed, and I've never seen any more of them anywhere.
Yeah, it's the only line where there could be one person in front of you, and it took you an hour, because the guy would go, all right, I got two here, Section G, Row 3, and the guy's like, nah, those are too expensive. All right, hold on. And they brings out another chart. It's a pain in the ass. Now you can buy it at Ticketmaster.com. You don't have to deal with that idiot at Tower Records. All right. Jerry Wischowski has accused me of being a racist because I am voting for a guy partially based on the color of his skin. Gloria in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi. Usually, I don't agree with Jerry because he's kind of like a weird guy all the time. But,
Well, I mean, if you're going to be weird, that is a full time. It's not like he's doing it part time. You got to give him credit that he goes for it.
Only this time he doesn't seem as weird.
Right.
Because he is making a point, even though I think it's just a form of racism, because you said a little bit about that he got something going for him.
Right.
And even if it's just his energy.
Right.
So you saying it's half and half, that he's because he's black. But I think you're looking for change, and because this brings about a big change, you're saying, okay, I'll go for this time, and we'll see what he's going to do, because I do see an energy there. So it's like a form of racism.
Yeah, but shouldn't racism be subjective? I mean, shouldn't it be people be labeled racist who are only negative? I mean, could it cross the line and become, like a positive racist?
Yeah, you could call that a positive racism.
Yeah, but shouldn't we keep some, terms negative? Like, I don't know if you've ever been called this, but there's a very negative term for women that guys use when they're really pissed off at them.
Uh-huh.
You know what that term is, right?
Yes.
Now, have you ever heard that term in a positive way?
No. Well, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think I have too. Yeah. All right, Gloria, thanks for calling.
All right,
there she goes. Now that I think about it, I have heard that term used in a very positive way. Yeah, I think I actually heard it recently, too. All right, we got to take a break here. Jerry Wischowski is accusing me of being a racist because I'm voting for Barack Obama come November, and it has something to do with his energy and partially because he's a black guy. Is that a racist? Are people out there voting for Barack Obama because he is black? Are they racist? All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman Whitman's out. He'll be back tomorrow. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Talking with Jerry Wyshoski before we went on the air here today, our producer. And he accused me of being a racist. If you're interested in politics at all, Barack Obama had an outstanding night. He won in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. And in at least in Virginia, well, I guess the whole area, he won Latino votes by 6 points, all religions, all age groups, all regions, all education levels, and all women by 21 points. And I think I'm going to vote for this dude, you know? And it has something to do with his energy and a little to do with the fact that he's a black guy. And Jerry said that's completely racist. Let's talk to Dave and Yorba Linda. Dave, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Conway, how you doing?
What's
like
up,
show?
Dude? Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, I got to disagree with you. What I've heard in the past 20 minutes is probably the most ignorant thing I've heard all month.
Uh-oh.
Voting for somebody based on the color of the skin or the fact that you like the personality, that's crazy. You disagree with all his policies?
Almost every one of them, yeah.
That's insane. I mean, you might do me a favor. Take your ballot and flush it down the toilet when you get it, man, because that is not what we need in this country.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you why I think it might be what we do need in this country. Because it would say something about this country if this guy's flying around the world representing the presidency of the United States.
Agreed.
If he can go to other countries and generate the energy and the positive attitude that he has in this country, don't you think he can do it around the world?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. But on the other hand, what if a lot of these policies involve things that are,
listen, I'll pay a little more. I'll pay a little more taxes. It doesn't matter. If that's the price of it, then that's the price of it. The only thing I do disagree with him about, though, is withdrawing the troops too early. From Iraq, I think we're pretty close to a major, I think in the next 2 years, a possible victory there. And I hate to see these guys, shortchanged and brought home early.
You know, I agree that it's a momentous occasion that an African American and a woman are even a part of the presidential race. It's outstanding, and I think it says a lot about how far this country's come. But at the end of the day, the person in that office has to be the person that you, the voter, believes in. And we're talking policies, we're talking beliefs, we're talking where they're going to take us in the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, but did you vote for Bush?
Yeah, I did.
Both times?
Yeah.
So did I. That didn't work out so hot for us, did it?
No, you know what? It didn't. I stuck with my party.
So
and,
did I.
I don't like it. I definitely don't like everything that's gone on, but... would I pick Bush over the other candidates if I had to do it over again? Absolutely.
Okay. No, all right.
Absolutely. If Gore won, we'd all be running from Afghanis right now.
I think you're right, dude. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
Thank you.
All right, Dave and Yorba Linda, man. All right, Julie in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
All right.
Hey, I have 2 points. I do think it's racist because in the most literal sense, when you vote for something, it's a vote against something. So if you're voting for Barack just because he's black and because of his skin color, then you're voting against the opposite of that, against the other guy or gal's skin color.
Yeah. Are you married?
I am.
Did you pick somebody who was the same religion you are in?
No.
Different religion?
Mm-hmm.
Same color?
Yeah.
Maybe that's racist. Did you ever date anybody who is a different race?
No.
Well, maybe then you're the racist.
Well,
is that possible?
I could be. Who knows? Right. The most literal definition of a vote for something is a vote against something.
Right. So when you said yes to all the white guys who asked you out, it was saying no to all the black guys.
Well, a black guy never asked me out, so I wouldn't know.
And you never, warmed up to any black guy? And...
No. I have lots of black friends.
Okay. All right, Julie. Thanks for calling. I think that anyone who is outraged and thinks that, the voting for Barack Obama because he's black is racist, I think is absolutely crazy. Justin and Laverne, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Barack Obama left a voice message on my phone. He said you guys should give me some free gift certificates for food.
Is that right?
Pretty hungry. Pretty stoned. I've been smoking some bomb herbal kush, and I am baked.
All right. When did you start smoking?
I'm 20 now. I'd say about when I was like 15.
No, I mean tonight. You started hitting it early?
Oh, no, yeah, just now. Oh, yeah. Fat session.
All right. Did you dial the phone with your hands or your feet?
Well, I dialed it with my face.
Right. Are you on all fours?
I have piercings. I have piercings, so I use that. Right. I have one on my nose like a bull.
What do you do for a living?
I am a student.
Nah, come on, dude. Don't BS us. You run like Boeing or Microsoft.
No.
Isn't this Justin from Laverne? You've called us before, and you run and you run the Boeing company.
No, I spoke to you guys when you guys were Don Imus before he got fired.
Yeah, but dude, I remember you, and you didn't seem so burnt last time. But you run Boeing Aeronautics down in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Is that you?
I think so.
All right, dude. All right, thanks for calling. Man, oh man, that guy is. I tell you, that guy's he's one of the great, you know, CEOs of all time, and he hits a weed and he's out of it. All right, let's talk to Marcelo on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Is it racist if you're voting for Barack Obama partially because he is a black guy?
Well, I don't think you're being racist, but I don't think you're being rational. First of all, just the name itself is not presidential, so it's not going to fly. Another thing, you know, this guy may have all the views and everything that everybody wants to listen to. He might be a good president. But the bottom line is, you know, middle America's not going to vote. When the time comes to vote, they're not going to vote for a black president or a woman president. This country's not ready for it. The racism aspect of the whole thing and the level of it, it's very high. People don't think that it is, but it is.
Right. Now, would you ever vote for a black guy?
And you know what? If you waste it.
Bad time for your phone to cut out. All right, let's talk to Craig. Craig, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Okay, I can redeem you here. Because, you know, this is not opinion, belief, anything like that. It's basically the definition of racism. And at first when I heard, I thought you were being racist. But what I heard you say is you're not. And by definition, to act or not to act, enter with any capacity, based only on race, religion, sex, etc., is by definition racism.
Right.
So if you were saying, I'm only voting for him because he's black, it'd be racism. But what I heard you say is that's not the only reason. There's an energy about him that opens up a lot of doors, you know, meaning you are voting for him because he's black, but because he's black, you believe that he stands for something or...
Well, you know, I think the same way that John F. Kennedy went over to, you know, to Germany and around the world as the ambassador of the United States, and everybody loved the Kennedys, Jackie and John F. Kennedy. I think that this guy can travel around the world and probably repair some of the relationships that have gone sour over the last 8 years.
Well, I agree. So in answer to your producer, I apologize, I didn't catch the beginning of who called you that. By no means are you a racist because you're not voting for him only because he's black. And if that was the only reason with blinders on and no other reason whatsoever, I mean, again, you just brought up another good point, you know, his diplomacy, you know, your belief that he has this ability to, you know, to warm the heart, so to speak, however you want to put it simply, you know, politics, foreign, you know, matters. So you're not a racist.
Thank you. Well, now, what if I told you that I hate Jerry Wischowski just because he's short and fat?
That's okay. I think a lot of people feel that way.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. That's an angle. Maybe that's the next hour. All right. I believe in the next hour, Josh Rubenstein is coming in from CBS and KCAL, and he does a terrific job over there doing weather. Whitman will be back tomorrow. If you vote for Barack Obama partially because he is a black guy, are you inherently racist? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. Whitman's out. He'll be back tomorrow, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Remember when Tim Conway had a partner?
God damn it!
am I getting tired of this?
No, no, not Doug Steckler. The next one. The guy who doesn't show up.
Shut up!
Yeah, him! He's not here. It's Tim Conway, and Brian Whitman's not here. On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Get your freaking act together here!
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I told Jerry Wyshoski I'm voting for Barack Obama, even though I don't agree with a lot of his policies. Partially because he's a black guy. I think that's interesting. I think he's got a lot of energy about him. And it's sweeping the country. Might sweep the world. Who knows? Everybody might think the United States is great again. Is that racist to vote for somebody partially because he's black? Andrew in South Central, you're on 97.1.
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
What's happening, dude?
I'm such a fan of yours, man. This is crazy, dude.
Ah, thanks, man.
I get home from work, and I got to turn you on. If not, I don't even want to eat.
Wow. Is that right?
Yep. I get into fights with my girl over you guys, man.
Wow. What's the fight all about?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happens. She says, you want to have sex? Go have sex with Tim and the other guy. She forgets the name of him.
Brian.
Because he's never around. I mean, what did you expect from the fans, man?
Yeah, well, if you do want to come up for that, I'll make sure he's around that night.
Nah, well, you know.
Because you have to really experience both of us to really, you know, really enjoy the session.
Okay, then.
All right.
I'll just leave it there. Anyways, I think you are a racist, man.
Wow.
I think you're a big racist, and I'm a racist, too. So, yeah, we shouldn't vote for no white people anymore, man.
All right. You voting for Barack?
Oh, I didn't even vote.
You didn't vote. Are you registered to vote?
I think I am. I'm not even sure.
How old are you?
23. 23.
What do you do for a living?
I don't even want to say because then somebody might catch me. You know what I mean? Something that's not cool.
All right. Well, we're going to. Something that's not cool. What do you mean? Something that's legal? Illegal?
No. I'm not proud of my job. I wish I was in radio so I could have fans like me.
All right. Hold on 1 second, dude. We're going to send you something because you and your wife have to patch things up. So we're going to give you an Astroglide basket.
All right. That's cool, man.
It's the perfect Valentine's gift to help you out and hit it with your woman. Diamonds are great, but nothing makes you feel better than Astroglide. And if you ask the average woman walking down the street, would you rather have a diamond ring or Astroglide, you have no idea how often they go with that Astroglide. The gift that makes the most of the moment, Astroglide. There you go. All right, let's talk to Jose on the 110 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Hello? How about Eddie and Azusa? You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, just technically, your choice is, or your decision is racist, but I think the reason you're being so defensive about it is because you're looking at the word in the way that everyone is used to looking at it, which is negative.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but if you call somebody an a-hole, that's, I think, also the same. The first thing that jumps out is the negative connotation that's attached to a-hole.
Yeah. But I don't see you as, like, a racist, as in that you're being racist. Because, I mean, my wife got pissed off because I voted for Barack because he's black. And she said, you should be voting for their belief. And I said, but I also want to see, you know, a minority. And,
Brian,
you know.
Hey, if he was Hispanic, I feel the same way. But who did you vote for?
For Obama. Barack Obama.
Oh, Barack Obama. Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You're a major stud, man.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Man.
There he goes. All right. Let's see who else hates me here. How about Aaron? Aaron, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I want to give you, commend you for being able to stand your ground so strong.
Thank you, sir.
All these people are giving you a barrage.
Well, it's my training in Harvard and Yale in speech and debate.
It must have stuck because I was going to get in much earlier, but I'm a chauffeur, driver, and someone came in the car, so they got the phone. But I've been coming earlier to try to give you a little bit of ammo for combat.
All right.
And first and foremost, Yes, there would be nice to have another term to use for the positive side of a racist component being a factor or even a major factor in your decision, both on the positive. But there isn't one that we can think of right now, so loosely applying racism might fit. I don't
mean... Yeah, but let me ask you something. If somebody, and somebody I work with here at the station, prefers, she's a white woman, and she prefers to date black guys, and almost exclusively goes out with black guys, is that considered racist?
No, it's not. And from what that lady said earlier, who herself would be more racist, because she's acting like no black guys ever approached her. Unless she lives in all white areas, black guys approach a lot of women. They don't care.
Yeah, well, she's in Simi Valley.
Okay, well, she might be okay. She probably she's on that jury. But then again, we're going to move on. Also, I hear what you're saying, and know that we're not qualified. We can't think of a term besides preference,
right,
that, you know, that's a little bit less venomous. But the thing about it is, see, if you were voting for a white guy or a black guy because you didn't want the other guy to get in, that would be against. That's why.
Well, then
say,
you know what?
I'm voting for Hillary because I don't want a black guy to be in. Or I'm voting for McCain. I want a black guy to come in. That's racist.
Well,
against somebody.
Okay, but on that level, I could be called sexist because I probably would not vote for Hillary because she's a woman.
Well, that's a whole different topic, and you can even be sexist. I have wavered with that myself because the emotional variable that's an enzyme produced in the gender of women is unpredictable, and that emotion could have us going to war even if she didn't want us to.
You know what? Nothing scares the hell out of me more than getting on a flight to New York and both pilots are women.
Yeah.
It scares the F out of me.
Because
I know that if that plane's going down and there's two guys in there, they're both fighting their asses off to pull every button and push every button until that plane straightens out. With the women, they could be on the on their phone to, to try to tell their kids they love them one more time.
Now, see, I can't disagree with that, but that will also expose just how sexist you really are. So I'm not mad at you.
That's absolutely true, dude. I'm very sexist when it comes to that.
Yeah, and blatantly so.
And I still use the term fireman for firewomen. And it's just born and raised that way. I probably won't change.
I think we all do, though.
I don't use firefighter. And here's something. Let me ask, and maybe you're sexist a little, too, but if you ever were to date an actress, right? Have you ever dated an actress?
No.
Okay. But if you were to date an actress, would you use the politically correct term that the Screen Actors Guild uses when they give out awards?
And
would you say to a friend of yours, I just met the greatest female actor ever?
No, I would just say she's an actor.
Or an actress.
I would just say she's an actor. I would say because if I say she, they already know the gender, and I say she's an actor.
Right.
I wouldn't even use the word actress normally in my regular vocabulary unless I was constantly making a public speech.
Right. Have you ever heard that term before?
Female actor? Actress?
No, female actor.
I guess they probably substitute actress in place of that.
I know, but I'm asking you a simple question. Amongst your friends, has anyone ever said to you, I'm dating this great female actor?
No. Because anyone I know who's dating someone who's female.
Right. All right, so, buddy. Thanks for calling.
I have one more comment.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now, also, we need to understand, okay, besides the first variable, which is since you're voting for him and not against somebody else for why you're voting for him, that's why I think it's not racist.
Uh-huh.
Two, I think you also need to vote for him because when you tell your daughter when you grow up later on, when she grows up, you'll be able to tell her, you know what, I voted for the first black president and most of my white counterparts called me racist, making you look like a revolutionary.
Oh, I'm going to be the king in that house.
Yeah. It's like, listen, my white counterparts are trying to bring me down, daughter. And
exactly.
I feel that I'm voting for the black man because it's something we need to change. And there you go.
Well, it's like Bill Clinton. I'll be the first black host at 97.1 Free FM.
There we go.
All right, buddy.
So
all right.
Black host show
thanks
go.
For calling, dude.
Okay.
All right. There he goes, everybody. All right. We come back. Josh Rubenstein is with us. We're going to do some news at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. And then Josh Rubenstein doing weather over there with CBS and KCAL and kicking ass over there. I think CBS. I think he hates KCAL. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.